G'day, I'm Patrick Lawler from Investec Wealth and Investment, and I'm joined today by Chris Holdsworth, who's the investment strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment as well, and we're on Investec Focus Radio. Let me kick off with this question. We've got Moody's deciding on its rating later this month. Do you think we'll see a downgrade, and what would the effect be?
Yeah, I think here one needs to be aware of a couple of technicalities. The one is the fear at the moment isn't so much a downgrade as a change to the outlook. At the moment, Moody's has us on a stable outlook. The risk, given what's come through in the budget with regards to the deficit and debt to GDP, is that that outlook goes to negative, and then subsequent to that, we get downgraded. It means that the fear about a downgrade isn't immediate, certainly in our view. They can just straight away downgrade without an interim change in the outlook. That's within their ambit. They're allowed to do it. But it's unlikely. And we don't think it's going to be the case. The fear is what happens if they change outlook and subsequently downgrade. Is it priced in? Is that fear priced in? Probably more than fairly so. We can show this in a couple of ways. Firstly, on bond markets, if we look at the cost of debt for the South African government, dollar-denominated debt in particular, it costs the South African government roughly 50 basis points per annum more than Brazil to borrow 10 years. And the reason that's interesting is Brazil is already in junk. So we're not just priced for being the same as Brazil. We're actually priced to be rated worse than Brazil. We're not just priced for a downgrade from Moody's. We're priced for a downgrade and a half or somewhere around that. If we look at the currency, we can see a similar picture. In an environment where year-to-date, we've seen marked improvements in equity markets around the world, up 6 to 8%, depending on which one you look at. We've seen commodity prices rallying. The rand has been flat. And it's not just flat, we've weakened against emerging market peers by roughly 5%. And it's quite clear there's some negative SA-specific news being priced in. And given what we're seeing in the CDS market, it suggests very strongly that a downgrade is priced into the South African market already.
Just to explain to the listeners, CDS is the credit default swap market, and that's, you know, how the market prices in a likelihood of a credit default.
That's exactly right. CDS spread, in effect, reflects the cost of insurance against a default for debt. So if one is in a risky position, if you happen to be, say, Venezuela, the cost of insurance for debt would be huge because there is an expectation of a default. If you're South Africa, it's much less. It just so happens that we're still viewed to be more risky than Brazil.
Great. Maybe let me move on to the next question, which is every bank and every asset manager has their own strategist who can probably figure out things just as well as the rating agencies, which brings me to my point. Do ratings really matter when the market's telling us what we need to know anyway?
I think that's a very fair question. Look, there are some technicalities with regards to a downgrade. If we are downgraded by Moody's at some point, then we will have to be removed from the WGB, the World Government Bond Index. It's run by Citi. That means that there would be some forced outflows that would occur. It would also mean that a number of our corporates would be downgraded too. You can't have a corporate that's based in South Africa having a higher rating than the sovereign. But the market is anticipating this, given what I've said before, but not just that. If we look at the banks, they've been stress testing this scenario for a long time. They've been preparing for this situation. We heard from Lesetša Konyago earlier in February that they have been doing these stress tests and that the banks are very well capitalized and have been preparing for this eventuality, in which case it's less important than if it had been a surprise. And because everyone has been preparing and building for it, the event itself isn't as significant as if it had just sort of come out of the blue.
In your opinion, Chris, has the downgrade or the lowering in the outlook already been priced into the bond and currency markets?
Now, this is when the bond market gets a little crazy and we find some somewhat counterintuitive results, or certainly counterintuitive at first glance. If you look at what happened to bond markets for countries that have been downgraded, and there's a wealth of history here, we can look at Hungary, we can look at Turkey, we can look at Brazil. It's typically the case, nearly always the case, that 6 months after a downgrade, your CDS spread, the cost of insuring debt, comes down relative to the initial point. Now, we can come up with a couple of reasons for that. The first is the market prices these things in beforehand, as we debated earlier. But secondly, the downgrade itself inspires reform. And we've seen that from the government. They want to implement reform on the basis that we might be downgraded. And rating agencies typically take a while to come to a decision. And by the time they've decided to downgrade, that reform is normally underway already. And you subsequently see an improvement. But that's just the history. We would need to present an argument as to why the history would apply in this case in particular. And that's where the earlier debate was so important. It's not just the case that historically CDS spreads narrow post a downgrade. In this instance, we've got the full downgrade and more already priced in. So if there is no downgrade for one, it suggests there should be a mark narrowing. And if there is a downgrade, it suggests a lot of it is in the price already. To our minds, there appears to be an asymmetry.
Thanks for those interesting insights, Chris, and thank you for joining us on Investec Focus Radio. Remember to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.